know, somebody was driving with the window open. Good morning, KJL.
FM. Thank you.
I'll be right with you.
88 FM.
What's up?
Not too much. Just out on Lake St. Clair trying to catch some fish, and it's not going so well.
My son is out there somewhere with his son and a little 12-foot thingy. I don't know where they ended up going fishing, but that's where they're at.
Yeah, we've tried about 3 or 4 spots. We've driven all over the lake and we've just not having much luck today. We're in Ford's Cove right now, at the Ford Mansion. Nothing in here either.
Where is that at? Down south?
Yeah, it's like Grosse Pointe Park or Farms, somewhere down there. It's near the Grosse Pointe Yacht Club, just north of it.
Yeah, I'm sure he's at the north end of the lake because he lives in Lenox. So my guess he's in one of the bays, Anchor Bay, Fisher Bay, Little Muskimoo. I guarantee he's up in one of those bays. Wait a minute, I can look. I track him.
Yeah, I'm getting ready to make a run and head back up to the north end. Probably go hit the mile roads here next up to Metro, see if get anything there. And then we'll, go head over to the North Channel or something like that.
He's up by Colony Drive near China Township. I'll give him a call for you. I'll see if he's catching anything up there.
Oh, he's way up there. Yeah, it'd be interesting to hear if anything's biting up there.
Be right back. That'll be a duty. Marine One, you still out there?
Yes, I am. KE8TFM.
WVD. Yeah, he's in the North Channel right now. They're bass fishing. He says they're not doing any good either, so I don't know what type of fishing you're doing, but he said he got a couple hits, but nothing's really clamping on.
Yeah, that's about what we've been seeing. We're kind of fishing for a little bit of everything here, and no one around us catching fish. It's definitely a slow day. I'm kind of surprised.
Yep, fishies are on to you guys. Okay, I'll let you go. Good luck fishing. Hope it goes well. The FBI repeater, the official fishing network. Talk to you guys later. WADD.
All right, take it easy. Thanks for checking. I appreciate it. KE8TFM. I'll be monitoring.
Wally, are you still on the air? W8RCY. W8RCY, clear. Thank you. W8VD, W8RCY calling. W8RCY, clear.
What are you doing, Dunn?
Good morning. I heard you give a fishing and boating report, but I have not heard any updates on the house pet. How's the doggy?
We're going to pick her up. So she's doing better, but apparently it was a severe case of pancreatitis, which basically has two outcomes for dogs, a good one and a bad one. And she's doing well, so they told us that we could come get her. So they medicated her up, started her on an IV, pushed a whole bunch of antibiotics in her, and apparently it worked. So we're going to get her. And for what this cost, I could have bought a repeater.
I can make a contribution towards the repeater down the road if you'd like. You made the right decision for sure, and I'm glad to hear that she's coming home. So that's what's important here and now. Missed you yesterday, but we fully understood.
Oh, yeah, it was an all-nighter. So I do have to say the place that we found to take her to, it was top-notch. I mean, it was cleaner, nicer, more people staff than most people hospitals. Very, very professional. But with that also comes dineros. So, you know, we just looked at it. So we were happy with the care, shocked with the price.
Again, wise decision, great investment. Hopefully you'll have many more years of rewarding time. That's what's important. They are a member of the family no matter how you look at it. So I'm glad the outcome is good. Appreciate the update. It sounds like you're on the road on your way there, so I will let you get on to it. And if Miss Marion's with you, good morning to her, and have a great day.
You too. And for the people that are fishing, my son still isn't doing any good. So, and he's in another channel. So he's with his son, so my grandkid. So, but they're trying. He said they were bass fishing, and I forget the call of the other gentleman. He was trying to catch anything he could. So all is well, and thanks for the kudos. You have a good day. WAV.
I haven't gone fishing in such a long time. I had to look the word up in the dictionary because I forgot. It'd probably be when I was in my early 20s was the last time I went fishing, and went Chinook and salmon fishing up in Ludington area out there on Lake Michigan. So it's been a few decades. All right. Have a great day. W8RCY, we're clear.
KF8DRC from WD8KLL. KF8DRC from WD8KLL.
KF8DRC, good morning.
Are you on the move?
Give me a few minutes and I'll call you when I'm on 75.
Okay, no problem.
Doc later, KF8DRC.
Okay, Jack, WD8KLL clear.
WD8KLL, KF8DRC.
W88KLL. Hey, Jack.
On northbound 75 at Harper and Hills.
Okay, yeah, you got about 35, 40 minutes.
If you go 80, 90, you don't have it's probably 20 minutes.
Yeah, you're Roger on that one. Go ahead and light it up.
Peter?
You're going so fast, I can't even hear you.
Peter.
Yeah, we all know who that is.
Talk later. JFA, DIC, Detroit Rock City.
All right, Jack, drive safe. See you in a bit. WDAKLL clear.
KF8S, downtown New Baltimore.
Thank you. W8VD, AVF here.
You listening over there, Phil?
Over where? Oh, yes I am, if I can get in.
KFATOR for a radio check, over.
Starting to come in a little bit better. KFA, EOR, and I'm here.